Well, this morning in our studio, we have Laura Canning with us. Laura is the Cass County Naturalist with Cass County Conservation. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to get dark here later this month. Not so much maybe here, but pretty close to here with that total solar eclipse. And you got some plans for folks.
Well, we are going to do a solar eclipse bus trip down to Homestead National Monument in Beatrice is a official site. And they are going to roll out the red carpet down there, it looks like. So
that's pretty exciting. We've kind of talked about this quite a bit here on the air because it's kind of total solar eclipses are not rare. They're by no means rare. They happen all the time around the world. Rarely, very rarely, do they ever get this close to us.
So it's
a great opportunity.
Yeah. The one way for us to drive there is only going to be 2.5 hours. So, yeah, we're excited that it's not going to be a far trip for us to trek. We were actually a little bit on the fence on whether or not we would have people interested to go. We were on the fence on whether to even offer the bus trip, but we decided to go with it, and we'll see if we fill our bus.
You got room for how many people?
20 people, and then we will make a waiting list if we need to be, and then, of course, with a waiting list, we got to have that enough people to go on that waiting list if we want to load a second bus.
Okay. Oh, so there is a possibility
of expanding. It's a possibility, a waiting list is a waiting list.
That's right. They know what they're getting into when they sign up. Very good. Well, now you are heading over to Homestead National Monument, you said, in Beatrice, Nebraska.
Yes.
Do you anticipate that will be a very busy place that day?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the whole town of Beatrice is doing their own bus shuttles out to their fairgrounds and out to Beatrice. Beatrice is an official NASA site, and actually I should say the Homestead National Monument is an official NASA broadcast site. So they're going to be doing TV broadcasts from there with NASA, and then they actually technically almost have two nature centers. They have an education center and a heritage center there. And they have actually two full schedules of those buildings having things going on out there. Beautiful tall grass prairie to be standing in and being pretty much in the right in the path of the solar eclipse.
That's awesome. It's a great opportunity for folks to be able to do this. Tell me, why did you guys decide to do this in the first place? How does this meet your mission at the Cass County Conservation?
We love to get people outside, of course, and out exploring. And if you've never been to Homestead National Monument, I've actually only ever been there twice, so I do know the area a little bit. It's our closest national monument or national park to us as well. And so we talk about everything from animals all the way to, astronomy and things like that, and photography. People might be prepared to take pictures of it out there. Of course, there's some safety rules out there, and we are planning to be able to tell everyone what the rules are going to be. Besides that, when we get out there, the schedule out there of the build of the presentations will help us walk everybody through it as well too.
So it really gets you twice that way then, because they get to experience the eclipse, but they also get to experience the wonder of a national park.
Yeah. And I don't know. I have a little one at home, and if you've ever heard of the show Ready, Jet, Go, it's on PBS, and they are going to be out there doing kids activities, and they're the creator and a couple of the other people that created that show is going to be out there explaining it to kids. So it is 2 days before school goes back in, so if you're we're winding down before those kids get back going, we definitely want to get those kids out there too. So there's things for kids to do, things like that. Besides that, NASA and this Ready Set Go will also be doing that kind of group presentation starting at 11:30, because the partial will start about then, and then about 1 o'clock will be the totality. And so they should have 2 minutes and 30 seconds of totality in the park. So
excellent. Pretty cool opportunity for folks. We've talked about the eclipse. Talk about the bus trip a little bit. What all is involved? What do they need to do? What's the cost?
Yeah, it is going to be $12 a person.
What?
I know, right?
That's nothing.
I know. Well, there's no lunch, so we're telling people to pack a lunch. There's time. As far as I know, there's no food out there on site. So I tell, but small coolers in the little fold-up camping chairs are allowed out there in the park. And so you can, so we're allowing those on the bus. And so it's literally that registration fee is going to cover transportation, a pair of eclipse glasses, and of course me and some snacks and refreshments. We'll have some bottle of water, things like that, for the bus ride, things like that. But our deadline will be Monday the 14th, so a week before. Let us know. We need to know who's going. And then we're also going to ask, especially if they're an adult or a child, and then we would prefer if they are under 12 years old that a parent attend on the bus with us.
That makes sense.
But if they're over 12, we'll let them get on the bus without a parent. So.
Okay. Well, $12, you can't beat that. That's barely covering the gas to get over there. But it's going to be a day-long trip, pretty much, correct?
Yes. We'll get out there around 11, and then their schedule of events will start at 11:30 with the Ready, Jet, Go and PBS and NASA. And then they'll kind of have some presentations to see, and we'll kind of pick out our spot and things like that. And then 1 o'clock, they'll be announcing too, because at 1 o'clock you'll get ready to. They'll explain again. You can take your glasses off, because at that point you'll have to have your glasses on. And then when you can take your glasses off, and then taking pictures and things like that, and then putting your glasses back on, and then. Bill and I will be out there, too, at 1:30. And so we're planning to leave probably back for home around 2:30 to get back here around 5 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Easy enough. We talked all about this. I don't think we mentioned the date. It's August 21st, by the way, just in case you've forgotten.
Yes, in case you haven't heard. Yes, Monday the 21st, and then we're going to meet at the Walmart parking lot up in that northeast corner of the parking lot and load the bus from there.
Okay. Leaving at 8 a.m. and getting on over there, having a good day and enjoying some more. So just contact your office.
Yes. Yep. Call my office, get more details, sign up. And that number is 769-2372. Our full schedule, if you wanted to see the schedule of the day of the bus and things like that, is on our website on AtlanticIowa.com, and just click on Cass County.
Excellent. Well, there's your opportunity if you want to get a real good look at what's going on with that total solar eclipse, a rare, very rare event here in our area. Here's your opportunity to do that. We're close enough. You might as well get a little closer. Now, I know you got a couple other events coming up here, too, the Nishna Valley Trails. I know you guys are helping to work with them on this kids' bike ride that's coming up soon.
Yeah, we are doing a kids' bike ride on the day of Atlantic Fest, and that will be at 10:30 in the morning out at our Schulberg Recreation Area on our west parking lot. We have the kids come on out. We sign them up through their age groups, and we take them and start them on a ride out there at the quarry on the trail according to their age group. So, of course, if they're younger than 6 years old, they're not going to go very far. But those older kids really like to go for a nice bike ride. So we get them out before all of those rest of those Atlantic Fest activities get rolling.
Excellent. There's no sign up needed?
Nope. Just show up the day of with your bike and helmet and anything else. And again, 10:30 on August 12th out at the west parking lot of the Schulberg Recreation Area.
And that is a free event, so don't worry about taking the money with you to pay for it either. Excellent.
Yeah.
And then also Breakfast with the Birds coming up as well.
Yeah, just a hair earlier on that day, on that August 12th at 9 a.m. we're doing our Breakfast with the Birds out at Sunnyside Park. And we have Soar coming down this year. They're based out of Carroll Denham, Iowa area. And they rehab raptors. And so hopefully they will even have one to be released back out into the wild. In years past, we've released out their great horned owls. Kestrels was another year that we did a kestrel out there. So come out for a light breakfast, and that we, of course, take donations for, free will donation for that, and learn some more about the birds and see them up close. And if you've never been to this, literally they're less than 3 feet away from you, and they walk around with them. And if we get to release them, a lot of times – we you get a great variety of view of what kinds of birds I'll bring.
Excellent. And that's an event that anybody could participate
yep.
in.
Yep. Campbellin's Edition in Sunnyside Park on the 12th at 9 a.m.
Excellent. Well, hopefully the weather's terrific for that day, so we have a lot of fun with that. And hopefully we get a nice day for the solar eclipse
too.
That would be fun. Yeah, that's, again, boy, to have something like that happening this close to us, it's a great opportunity. So take advantage of that. The folks with Cass County Conservation have put this together for you to hop on the bus and make it a really special day for folks and hopefully family. Hopefully, hopefully you have to put a second bus on there.
Hopefully.
Or two, or three, or four. I don't know how many you do. We'll see. But you better call soon. I'm guessing that's going to fill up pretty fast.
I think it'll fill up fairly.
All right. Very good. Laura, thanks for coming by. Appreciate
it.